Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu ma yaquluhu inna an-nawm, the chapter on the du'as when going to sleep. Previously we did the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, morning and evening. Today we are homing in specifically on those du'as that a person reads when going to sleep. So we'll find that some of these du'as were already covered in the morning and evening du'as, and some are very specific to at the time of sleeping. Anyway, we'll go through them. Some will be repetition, but it will be good for us. So this repetition is something that is beneficial for us. So we'll go through it again. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala mentions this ayat. It is the style of the Muhaddiseen, it is the style of Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali, that they would bring ayat of the Quran first to prove the chapter heading. So the chapter is chapter on the du'as when going to sleep. So now to prove that there is such a thing as making dhikr also when a person is going to sleep, there is such a thing as making du'as, remembering Allah Ta'ala at the time of sleeping. So he brought this ayat here, which proves that. Anyway, surely in the creation of the ayat translation, surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the day and night, are signs for the intelligent. Signs for the intelligent in the creation of the heavens and the earth, alternation of the day and night, changing from day to night, and from night to day, the gradual transition. All this are signs for intelligent people. There is no man that is behind it. This is the perfect creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is continuing for thousands and thousands of years without the need of any repairs, without the need of any servers, without the need of any lubrication. That earth is spinning on its axis and it's moving. Absolutely no need for any type of service. This is the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next part of the ayat, those who remember Allah ta'ala standing, sitting and lying on their sides. So this is the part that ties up with the chapter. Those that remember Allah Ta'ala standing, sitting, and lying on their sides. In other words, at the time of sleeping, they also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reflect. So those that remember Allah Ta'ala standing, sitting, lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and earth. So one is a person remembers Allah Ta'ala in his alternation of the day and night. And one is in whichever condition a person is, whether he's standing, whether he's sitting, whether he's lying down, he still remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not become ghafil, he does not become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one hadith for today. An Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, an Hudhayfa wa Abi Dharr radiyallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha awa ila firashihi qal bismika Allahumma ahya wa amutu, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hadhar Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu and Hadhar Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu narrate that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam retired to his bed, when he went to sleep, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read this dua. In this hadith, as we explained, the words come like this, in this manner. In other hadith, it comes in other manners. So whichever way we know it, so long as it is the correct way that's mentioned in the hadith, we should read this dua. So in this riwayat, it comes, Bismika Allahumma ahya wa amutu. Bismika Allahumma ahya wa amutu. O Allah, in your name I live, and in your name I die. And here we explain this. Dua serves as a reminder for a person that when I'm going to sleep now, it's as though I'm dying. I'm leaving. My soul is leaving my body. My body is here, but my soul is leaving my body. And when I wake up, then again Allah Ta'ala is causing me to live. A person is reminding himself of that day when that soul will be taken away permanently, and it won't return to the body. So he's reminding himself of death. At the time of going to sleep, he's not going heedless in front of a television, reading some magazine, on the phone, but he's taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. O Allah, in other words, for you do I live, and O Allah, for you do I die. O Allah, would you do I live, and Allah, would you do I die. Another explanation, O Allah, would your zikr do I live, and would your zikr do I die. A person doesn't become heedless of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. At any time, all the time, he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the shan of a believer. A person has got this type of mindset, this type of thinking, where will he ever get into any type of guna? at the time of going to sleep. Where will he ever get a time of guna? When he wakes up continuously, he is reminding himself that I'm taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, for Allah Ta'ala I'm loving, with Allah Ta'ala I'm loving, with the name of Allah Ta'ala, with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala I'm loving. So all the time a person will be conscious of Allah Ta'ala. And then if he slips and he makes a mistake, immediately he returns again, making tawbah to Allah Ta'ala that I spoiled this relationship that I should have kept with you, perfect relationship without disturbing it in any way, with any type of guna, with any type of doubtful things. Wallah, immediately I'm collecting this relationship to have a clean relationship with you again. This is the thinking, this is the shan, this is the beauty of a believer. All the time he's correcting his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that the moment he wakes up, he's correcting the relationship. The last thing he says before he sleeps and he thinks about is this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.